Hey, now.
Winton, this is Carlos Lando at KUVO in Denver. Thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, man. Thank you, Carlos. It's good to talk to you.
You and I actually met once, but I realize you turned 60, man, but you haven't caught up with me yet. But I think it's Denver, man. You came by KUVO Studios back in about 30 years ago or something like that. Back in the day.
I remember, man. I remember El Chapultepec, too.
Ooh.
Everybody.
Hey, the orchestra's back on the road again, just like the old days, jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. You guys do it the old school way, of course, the Madden Cruiser.
I'm the one who drives. We fly.
Oh,
the
okay.
Band flies.
You drive.
I drive, yeah. My fear of flying has caused me to have many a sleepless night over these last 40 years.
So it's the opposite. The band leader actually drives. Guys get to fly. You're such a benevolent leader, man. This is fantastic.
they tease me about it.
Hey, one of the questions that we get a lot here when word gets out that the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra is coming back through the community, coming back through Colorado, is discussion about the repertoire. Where is the band focused musically these days and what we can expect to hear on this tour?
We have over 1,200 arrangements that we've done in the last, I don't know, 15 years, 20 years. We have 10 arrangers and we play a lot of different music. This tour, I called each member of our orchestra and asked them if they could pick 3 to 5 arrangements that were meaningful to them. So everything we play will be something that really means something to each individual musician. We also have a lot of music directors in the band who sometimes they've done big pieces, full-length pieces, collaborations with dance, with museums, and with dance companies. We have a lot of Chick Corea's music. We did a lot of work with him. We have Freedom Suite of Sonny Rollins. And we have a lot of other good pieces, from original pieces to things like Lee Morgan's Ciara or Wayne Shorter, Yes or No. And a lot of our own music that I don't know how well known that music is. 2-3's Adventure, Carlos Enriquez wrote, and original compositions by us, Ted Nash. We all have things that we do. I think that every piece we play, we're playing with a certain type of intensity and feeling because of the times we're in and the fact that we all feel the need to really assert the importance and the meaningfulness of jazz music in the world at this time.
I love the essence of capturing music live as it's happening. I just think that is, especially with the technology that we have available, if they were doing it, you know, 60, 70 years ago, and here we are today, and when I hear a performance, that expression that happened in that moment captured for me to be able to listen to a year or two later, there's a lot of people who that expression that night is now being shared forever for other folks. It's not to take away from studio recordings, Winton, but there's something about the essence of capturing that magical moment that night that to me has always been special. And a lot of our listeners always look forward to that energy that you get from hearing a great orchestra like Jazz at Lincoln Center. Is that a preference of yours to capture the music live when possible?
Yeah, we record a lot. I mean, even on the road, we record a lot, most of our shows, and we record in our hall. We do videos. We used to playing live. That's what we do. But there's something to be said for the control you have in the studio, just you do other takes and put things together. It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, we try to play good. We try to play as good as we can play, no matter where we are. So we try to be accurate because we're teasing each other every time. I missed a part last night, and I said to turn and look to Ryan Kaiser. I said, "Man, was that me off?" And him and Kenny started laughing. He said, "Yeah." And so you know, we joke around with each other all night about trying to be accurate. But it's like it's fun. It's not not like we're uptight about whether we play every part, right?
Right.
And I like to play in any context. Of course, we play before people, as always, like you're saying. It's live. You're in front of people. It's for real.
Lots of people over the years have commented on the fact that you are an amazing storyteller. And storyteller meaning you speak the truth. But the way that you can communicate with people about the vital importance of how music and culture, all of this coming together, when you connect songs with a story, to me, it opens up doors. I think that's one of the great things when we've caught up with you in performance, whether it's a small group or the orchestra, there's always something that we're going to take home with us besides the music.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Tell that to the orchestra, because when I start telling those stories, they start playing gospel music underneath me, meaning let's wrap this up.
Pass the plate.
Doom, 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 da, doom, da, 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 da. That means, okay, B, wrap it up.
Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate talking to you, man.
Yep.
Thank you.